Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Hud. In this regard, the text which is found in Al-Wasit, I'm going to read out that text before you. However, the same text is also found in Al-Mawzu'at, which is a book, anthology of hadith, of fabricated narratives, which is authored by Ibn al-Jawzi. As far as the text is concerned, I'll comment presently on the chain of narration. However, as far as the text is concerned, it is reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b, or allegedly reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the words are: "Aman qara surat Hud, u'tiya min al-ajri ashru hasanatin bi'adadi man saddaka bihud wa kazzaba bihi wa Nuh wa Shu'ayb wa Salih wa Ibrahim wa kana yawm al-qiyamati 'inda Allahi min as-su'ada." Which means that a person who recites Surah Hud, then he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds, equivalent to 10 pious deeds, for every person who either attested or rejected the Prophets Hud, the Prophets Noah, Shu'ayb, Salih, and Abraham. So all the people who either accepted or rejected these Prophets, for each of these persons, that person shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. And he, when on the day of judgment, he shall be counted among the fortunate before God. As far as the chain of narration of this particular narrative is concerned, which is found in Al-Basit, it is extremely weak because of the existence of two very, very unreliable narrators. And one of them is Abu Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following information in his celebratory treatise on Rijal, which is Tazibul Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa Bishay, and another opinion that he holds about him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he's Laysa Bihujjah. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zurar and Abu Hatim say that he's Za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj say that he's matruk, that he's been abandoned by hadith authorities. Similarly, another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he's laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Baghvi says that he's za'iful hadith chiddan, he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj is that he is kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can see from these details that in all probability, this narrative is concocted. Now, as far as its two other chains of narration are concerned, both of them are found in Al-Mawzu'at, which, as I said, is a collection of fabricated narratives authored by Ibn al-Jawzi. Both these chains of narration are extremely, extremely unreliable, in fact, concocted, because in the first of these chains of narration, we find the existence of Badi ibn Hibban, who is regarded to be matruk by Darqutni, and also Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan. And in the second chain, we also find Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid besides Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan. So Ali ibn Zayd is common in both. However, Badi ibn Hibban is found in the first of these chains, who is regarded to be matruk by Darqutni, and Makhlad ibn Wahid is found in the other chain. So now let me present before you the details regarding Makhlad and Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan, so that we can see how unreliable these narrators are. Thus, for example, Ibn Sa'd says, فِيهِ الزُّعْفْ وَلَا يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has more than one opinion ascribed to him about this person. So he says that he's لَيْسَ بِالْقَوِي, لَيْسَ بِالشَّيْءِ, and زَعِيفُ الْحَدِيثِ. So all these three opinions are attributed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in has more than one opinion stated about him, and they are Laysa bi Zakal Kabi, Zaif, Zaifun fi Kulli Shay, Laysa bi Shay, and Laysa bi Hujja. Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al Juzjani also has three opinions about him. He is reported to have said that he is Wahil Hadith, he is Zaif, and that he is La Yuhtajju Bihi. Similarly, in the opinion of Imam Abu Zura, he is Laysa bil Qawi, and Imam Nasai and Imam Hafiz ibn Hajar regard him to be Zaif. So in the presence of this data, we can easily see that Imam Ibn al-Jawzi has regarded this narrative or placed this narrative in his collection of fabricated narratives. It is a totally concocted and fabricated narrative. It has absolutely no basis. So all in all, the correct way to reap the blessings of a surah is to read that surah by understanding it. And that can only be achieved if we understand its surah through a good translation, if we don't know the original Arabic. Of course, if we know Arabic, there's no problem. But if we don't know the Arabic, we must try to understand that surah by reading a very good translation of the Quran in our own language. And in this way, we'll be able to know and gauge what the Almighty has said to wants to say to us. And of course, we'll be able to practice also what he says, and we'll also be able to reflect on its meanings and try to communicate those meanings to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات